Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You're 6'2", 185?
Yes, sir.
You put on 25 pounds doing the movie.
I did.
Have you been to McDonald's since?
I have not.
You have not eaten?
No. I take that back. I was in there doing an interview with someone, and I got a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you haven't eaten since because you don't think you could physically tolerate it, or because you just won't ever
eat? No, I can't physically tolerate it. It doesn't even taste like food to me anymore. I am so hypersensitive to the food that the minute I do eat it, it tastes like the most unnatural, unfood processed thing. You know, like the Big Mac, I'll take a bite of the Big Mac and chew it and swallow it, and I get this nice McFilm in my mouth, this gummy kind of gooey aftertaste. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, the French fries taste like smoked plastic to me now.
Yeah.
And the Fountain Coke, if I drink that, you know, for hours afterwards, I breathe in and out like just this chemical aftertaste.
When you were eating the food, maybe early in the food run, and I know you had a bad experience on the second day.
My first supersize.
In general, you seem to be enjoying the food when you're eating it. I mean, McDonald's food does taste good. That's why it's successful.
That's why. I mean, it tastes good. It makes you feel good. It's got all that fat and sugar that we like, and the caffeine.
Why did you decide to do this? Where did you get your idea?
For me, it's like a couple years ago, you couldn't open up a newspaper, turn on the television, read a magazine article without hearing about the obesity epidemic in America. It was everywhere. And everybody seemed to always be pointing a finger at fast food and blaming fast food, saying it was one of the major contributors. And I'm a big personal responsibility advocate. I really think personal responsibility plays a huge, huge point in this issue. And I remember when the lawsuits against McDonald's were first filed by these two girls in New York, I said, wow, that's where we are, huh? We live in a world where people are going to sue a food company. They're going to sue a fast food company for food that they sell them, that they buy, that they eat, you know, full well knowing that they're eating this food. So I was a little, you know, taken aback by that. But then the more I started hearing about the lawsuits, the marketing practices, the manufacturer, the ingredients that go into, you know, creating some of these things that we think is so simple, I said, you know, there's definitely a basis for an argument here. There's definitely a basis for, you know, for a retort. And the spokesperson, I was on my mother's couch Thanksgiving 2002, and a spokesperson for McDonald's came on the television, was talking about the lawsuits, and said, you can't link our food to these girls being sick. You can't link our food to these girls being obese. Our food is healthy. It's nutritious. It's good for you. So the light went off in my head, and I said, well, if it's that good for me, then I should be able to eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 30 days straight with no side effects.
That was your epiphany. That was the aha moment.
That was the moment. And I turned to Alex and I told her the idea. And
your girlfriend?
My girlfriend, who is a vegan, and thought
that
it was
I laughed out loud. And then it's got his girlfriend there, and it says vegan chef. And I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, the irony is
she'll
fantastic.
Kill him, yeah.
Yeah, she was not pleased. And so I told her, and she was like, you are not going to do that. That is the worst idea I've ever heard. And she wasn't pleased.
So then you do it. You embark on 30 days of eating nothing but McDonald's food with a few caveats. Anything you consume has to be available there. You'll try everything on the menu twice.
Yeah, a couple times. I ate everything on the menu a few times. I could only supersize it if they offered. And I was, you know, I was eating and living like most Americans. I was overeating and under-exercising, which, you know, most of us do in America.
So did you limit yourself to 3 meals a day, or did you eat in between meals?
I mean, I would grab snacks in the afternoon. You know, I would go as middle of the afternoon. You know, we go get coffee or a bagel at some store. You know, all of us are subject to a good Starbucks in the afternoon or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, same thing for me. It was the afternoon. I was starting to feel the afternoon lull, and I'd go grab a coffee.
So you weren't eating,
or an apple pie.
You weren't intentionally eating to excess. You were only eating to sate whatever appetite occurred to you.
And the thing is that as the diet went on for me, it was almost as if I couldn't satiate the appetite, because I would eat and then 2 hours later I would be hungry again. Yeah,
but you were up to, like, I've read 7,000 calories.
No, it was never 7,000.
Never seven.
No, it was. I don't even think it was over five many times.
Yeah.
You know, I think the average was closer to around like 48 or 49 over the course of the whole diet.
The point I'm getting at, and I want you to speak to, is, you know, were you, because you gained a lot of weight, you nearly ruined your health, at least for 30 days you did.
Sure.
Were you eating the food so excessively that you would accomplish that, or were you eating the food because this is as much food as you wanted to eat? Were you trying to mimic normal eating behavior of a person who doesn't think about it, or were you really trying to pound the food
away? The thing was, I was just eating. If I was hungry, I would eat. If I would feel like I wanted something to eat, I would go get it. And that's how most of us live our lives. Most Americans overeat. We don't think about it. And we've turned eating into a very mechanical process where we don't think about what it's going to do to us.
Here's an interesting call. Bill, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today, guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for you. I mean, I'm assuming that you did some sort of tracking of, like, your blood work, blood pressure, and where did it go? I mean, triglycerides and all that good
stuff.
Yeah,
listen to this. Dude, give us your numbers.
Sure, yeah. So my blood pressure jumped up. It started off very normal, about 120 over 80, and then it started going up to about between 150 and 160 over, like, 100, 110. My cholesterol went up 65 points. My liver, the liver fat content of my liver got so heavy that the enzymes that your liver releases into the blood increased by upwards of 2,000%.
French people were chasing him down the street.
Yeah, they wanted that pâté. And I gained 24 and a half pounds.
And what was the one, maybe that was it, the triglycerides? Was that
a number? Yeah, triglycerides is a pretty damaging number.
What was the number on that?
I can't recall.
There was something that went up like a factor of 10. The doctor said, because following his blood work, they said, this is a 6.7 originally. Now it's 6,940. It was just unbelievable. I'm exaggerating, but there were some things that the doctors couldn't believe how high they went. Your cholesterol ended up being like 225.
Yeah, it started off around 165 and ended up around 230.
Man, what did your ratios go to then? I mean, was it the good to bad and all that good stuff?
The bad cholesterol increased. I can't remember exactly by how much. I'd have to go back and double check everything.
It's
pretty significant, though. So
yeah, I mean, 65 point increase is big.
Well, let's put it this way. The doctors signed on to monitor you, and about, 20 days into it?
They all three said stop. They said, we don't know what's going to happen. You need to quit.
Is what you've done, by the way, Bill, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks, Bill.
Fair to McDonald's.
Yeah, is what I've done fair to McDonald's? I mean, I think that the film, as many people say, because what people always say is they say, you can't blame McDonald's for the epidemic, and I don't blame McDonald's for the epidemic. For me, I chose McDonald's for a few different reasons. One, McDonald's is iconic of food culture in America. They are iconic of this fast food lifestyle, this drive-through mentality that we all live now. I mean, and they have influenced every other chain mentality, every other chain corporation emulates their business practices. From, you know, they get supersizing, everybody else does supersizing. They come out with McNuggets, everybody else does McNuggets. So from my standpoint, I wanted to pick the company that, in my opinion, could most easily institute change. That if McDonald's would decide to do something, it's follow the leader in this industry. If they decided to really make change and really make a commitment to turning things around, everyone else would follow suit. So now they've announced by the end of this year they're eliminating supersize options. They're rolling out healthier menu items. Yeah. Across the board, this is going to happen.
They said the supersize elimination was in the works before your movie came out.
Sure.
You're the coincidental recipient of that.
Great.
You don't care about that.
I think, you know, the thing is they can say whatever they want. And, you know, and they're launching the Go Active Adult Happy Meals right at the release of the movie. You know, just another coincidence. These are things that, you know, great. I'm not gonna you know, finger point and say, great, look what everything we've accomplished. I mean, my whole point is change is happening. And this film is continuing to have an impact on that change. And that's a great thing.
There's a filmmaker who's also eating McDonald's food for 30 days.
Right.
And she's lost 2/3 of the way through it, 5 pounds.
Right.
Because she's making smart choices.
She's doing exactly what no one in America does, which is eat less and exercise. You know, we as Americans make poor food choices. We make poor choices every day about our lives and our lifestyles.
So you're trying to emulate that, and you're the red flag to America.
I am saying, America, wake up. This is how we're living our lives every day, and we need to change that.